I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the poetry of basketball. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Welcome back, Bill, and welcome to our new friends at WDDE in Dover, Delaware. And you can hear us in Philadelphia, too.
That's what I'm told. On Wednesday, baseball fans in Seattle and beyond were treated to a perfect game by Mariners hurler Felix Hernandez, the third of those in the majors this season. We haven't quite reached the point where perfect games are routine, have we?
No, but I think it's definitely time to, like, raise the mound and, you know, put the jackrabbit back in the baseball and do all of those phony things that baseball always does when people really start enjoying themselves. Of course, the real problem with this was always that Felix Hernandez might as well pitch this one on the moon, because he pitches for the Seattle Mariners, about whom nobody nationally cares. And there's a great yelling now that to, like, have Felix traded to a team that's actually on television once or twice a year.
Before this week's news out of San Francisco, the Giants would have had to be considered a contender for the postseason, but not so much now.
No, Melky Cabrera, 50 games without pay because he tested positive for testosterone. I should clear that up. He tested positive for having more testosterone than you're supposed to have naturally.
Synthetic. Is
because they're not going to start banning people from baseball for having testosterone, because that would be clumsy. But yes.
The current collective bargaining agreement between the National Hockey League and its players expires in just 4 weeks. The NHL has already warned that it will lock the players out if there is no new agreement by September 15th. Last fall, it was the NBA. Are we looking at another truncated season?
Well, we're looking at another truncated season. There's no reason for Gary Bettman to be doing this. They clawed back as much as they ever needed to claw back the last time they went through this, which cost them an entire season. The NHL is determined to remain a niche sport in the United States and to make that niche as small as possible.
The New York Giants have encountered injury problems during training camp, and it's not necessarily because of what's going on the field, is it?
Well, they don't think so. They think that the small mattresses at the University of Albany training camp may have played a role in the back injuries. Some players even purchased their own mattresses to bring to camp. Really? No kidding? They sprung for like $300 or something?
Yeah, but
what a bunch of guys!
Here's what I want to know about this. The New York Giants have been in existence since about 1925. They haven't figured out that some of their players are really big and need mattresses that are larger than the one that you need or I need?
Well, luckily, tight end Martellus Bennett has offered to explain it to them, in which he said, "We are big humans."
Yes.
They are very big humans.
Perhaps somebody would have noticed that in the front office.
And Martellus went on to say, "Every bed is small, and you can't put a dinosaur in a twin-size bed." There's a country and western song in there somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure
I can hear the beat. Joe Posnanski's biography of Joe Paterno will hit bookshelves on Tuesday. In the book, the former Penn State head coach is quoted as saying, "I have spent my whole life trying to make my name mean something, and now it's gone." I wonder, will that statement help the legions of Joe Pa supporters put into perspective Penn State's attempts to distance itself from Paterno?
Oh, absolutely not. The legions of Joe Pa supporters will be nothing but enabled by the upcoming book, I'm sure, and by these revelations that he was really sad when it was revealed that he'd enabled a child predator for as many years as he did.
Charlie, until Wednesday night, the U.S. soccer team had never beaten Mexico in Mexico. That streak of futility began in 1937. So I guess all it took was for Mexico to win the Olympic gold medal and become overconfident,
And take a deep breath and come home and lose to the Americans. Yeah, it was a big moment for American soccer.
On Monday, Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton learned that it's not always a good idea for politicians to take the playing field. What happened to Mr. Mayor?
It's a wonder this doesn't happen more often. But the mayor was doing drills with the WNBA Phoenix Mercury, went up for a rebound against Nakia Sanford, and she broke his nose.
They aren't getting around out there.
The mayor, God love him, said that injuries are just part of the game. They're battle wounds. Well, they're not battle wounds, but thank you for taking it with equanimity.
A couple of weeks ago, you remarked upon the fact that gold medal-winning U.S. gymnast Gabby Douglas would be appearing on the Corn Flakes box rather than making the more traditional Wheaties box appearance. How do you like the choices that Wheaties did make?
Well, Michael Phelps was obviously inevitable and probably could have been on a Wheaties box for a decade at this point. But can I just say for the record that I am tremendously tired of professional beach volleyball players Misty Mae Trainor and Kerry Walsh, and Misty Mae Trainor is on a Wheaties box guaranteeing that I won't eat many Wheaties, not that I do anyway.
If you are anything like Only a Game's Gary Wallach, our senior producer, then you are infuriated that NBC cut performances by Ray Davies and The Who out of its broadcast of the Olympic closing ceremonies last Sunday. Did you have a similar reaction? Flip off the TV immediately?
Well, to me, there are two kinds of rock and roll bands, The Who and everybody else, so I was completely outraged. But I wasn't completely throw my TV set out the window angry at NBC for dumping these musical acts in favor of a sitcom that's going to last 11 minutes called Animal Practice, until I realized that Ray Davies had done his greatest song, Waterloo Sunset, and we hadn't heard that either, and it's only the most British song in the history of rock and roll.
I now anticipate 1,100 emails saying, no, Ray Davies' best song is...
I anticipate that too, but the point obtains. If you have a chance to put Ray Davies on television singing Waterloo Sunset, you do it, and you shut Bob Costas up.
I'm with you. And finally, Charlie, to quote from an article that came across my desk this week, the Scrabble world is abuzz. What's got those ingenious assemblers of words I don't recognize so upset?
First, a buzz gets you about 15 points, by the way. So that's
that's
a great thing. Yeah, one of the top young players in the country was kicked out for cheating. And it's not so much that he had, like, an electronic device in his head or he was, like, you know, counting cards or doing something elaborate. He got a whole bunch of those blank tiles, and he hit them. Like, the people running the National Scrabble Tournament wouldn't know how many blank tiles you're supposed to have in a game of Scrabble. This person is not only, he may be a very good young Scrabble player, but he's a really stupid cheater. Ah, you have four kings? Tough luck, my good man. I have all five aces.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week here at Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Nice try, young man. Well played.
I am a Scrabble champ. I am a Scrabble champ. With my words, I slay. I kill with every play. I am a Scrabble champ. I am a Scrabble champ. With my words, I slay. I kill with every play.
Only a Game airs on the weekends, but we're here at the station all week, and in between radio shows, we just sit around thinking up things to tweet and post on Facebook. To see great photos, read about interesting and funny sports news, and share your opinions, like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio, and follow us on Twitter at onlyagameradio.
So all I just 29 points, sinkiest 31 points.